Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Administrator of Washington County Public Health, Danielle Pettit-Majeski, about a mobile food pantry that's going to be in Washington this afternoon.
A mobile food pantry is going to be in Washington this week. First, can you let us know what a mobile food pantry is?
Absolutely. So we partner with HACAP, the Hawkeye Area Community Action Program, and they come in with this great big truck, and it is literally packed full of food. So there are places to store cold things, frozen things, and then, of course, your regular pantry items. So it really is a food pantry that can go from town to town and deliver food where it's most needed.
Who can take advantage of this program?
So when we disseminate the food, there is a system where we are going to ask you for some information. But basically, if you are in need, we want to be there to help you. And so we just have to prove to the USDA that that food is going to a home, it's going to a person. And so we will take some documentation about your name and where you're from and the number of people in your household. And then you'll be able to go through and utilize the service.
And is it a set number of items each person gets?
It really depends on what we've got left in the pantry and how many people show up. So there are a number of items from every category that is recommended. So, you know, your fruits and your vegetables and your whole grains and everything. And so we allow every member to go through and get at least one of each item. And then if there's extra, they can go through again. You know, and of course, it's going to depend on supply and demand.
So it's almost like shopping. Like, you get to pick out your items that you want, the things that you know you'll eat, or the things that you know your kids just don't like and it'll go to the trash.
Absolutely. So the last time we did this, people were able to go through and say, you know, yes, I want some cereal. Yes, I want some, you know, pesto sauce. And maybe not tomatoes this time, but they can pick and choose what they want to eat. And then depending on our quantity and how many people are there, they can pick the amount.
And with it being summer, a lot of those kids are home. So do you expect to see families, or is it typically a single person household?
You know, this is the first time we're doing it in Washington kind of on a regular schedule. We've done it just a few other times, and that was on a weekend. So this is kind of our first pilot to see how it goes. So I'm excited, and I'm glad that this resource, that we're able to partner with HACAP to bring this resource to Washington.
Where should people line up for this?
So we will be doing this in the UP Church parking lot. It will be Thursday, June 1st from 1 to 2 p.m.
At the supervisors' meeting earlier this week, it was stated that it goes to Brighton. Is that correct?
Yes. So the first Thursday of every month, they go to Brighton, and they're there at 10:30 in the morning. And so when I spoke with Bob Andrelick, who is the driver and the coordinator for this program, he suggested that if we're going to try it in Washington, a good time would be to have it right after the food pantry in Brighton, because it's right in our same area. So we're going to try all that and see how it works. So if there's a huge rush of need in Brighton, we may need to look at a different date, but yeah, we wanted to try it and see how it works. So just piloting it right now.
And is hunger a problem in Washington County?
Yeah, typically we see about 1 in 5 people who are hungry. It's usually 1 in 4 children and 1 in 5 people overall. So it is still a barrier that we face, and that we face across the state and across the nation.
That's been today's Washington Page with Danielle Pettit-Majeski, Administrator of Washington County Public Health, speaking about a mobile food pantry that will be in Washington this afternoon. You can find it at the UP Church parking lot from 1 to 2. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.